Hey folks, Brad here for the Maritime Paintball Podcast. This week I was joined by Melanie and Joey from Sons of Barnaby, a new paintball field opening up right here in New Brunswick. I can't wait to visit. We get to talk to them about why they started the field, what the plans are for this year, and then what the future looks like. Now sadly, Tom couldn't join us this week due to a death in the family, and our hearts go out to him. We always want to hear from you though, so please reach out on social media at Maritime Paintball Podcast or by email, maritimepaintballpodcast@outlook.com. Now, on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 323 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad Riddell, and with me is unfortunately not Tom. Tom is out. He's unfortunately had a death in the family, so he's taking a week minimum. I may not let him back on the show. We'll see. And we're actually going to talk about that a little bit later. But who I do have with me is the folks behind Sons of Barnaby Paintball. So very excited. It's a field opening up Miramichi, New Brunswick, basically, what, 2 hours from me, I think, give or take. That's basically in my backyard.
Yeah.
Compared to most of the fields I have to travel to. Yeah, so you're just down the ways. So, yeah, we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about that. So, folks, if you have any questions or anything, feel free to drop them in the comments, and we'll get to that. But in the meantime, let's take a quick word from the sponsors. Yeah, it's not great, so we're going to have to figure something out around that. And we're back. And, sorry, folks, we were just chatting about how the fact that the system is kind of... Facebook doesn't like us. It doesn't like paintball. Doesn't like airsoft. Doesn't like any of that, so it kind of pulls it back. And it's not great, but it's what we have to work with. So before we get going, if you look in... We put a link in the description. We've decided that, in memory of Tom's sister, Jeannie, going forward, just permanently, we're just going to be doing a fundraising effort, which will be donating money to the, Friends of the Moncton Hospital, I think is what the charity was called. Basically, that's where she was for, quite some time. They took care of her, made her comfortable, took care of the family. They were there to help out. So, Tom wanted to show his appreciation, and we thought it was a great idea to just, you know, do that kind of nonstop, constant fundraising effort there. So we're going to do that. And I think Tom is talking about possibly doing a tournament, a charity tournament next year. If not this year, if we can figure it. I wonder if we can make it happen.
That'd be pretty
good. We can definitely make it happen this year, I think. If we, I've run a few tournaments in my time, and... Tom's got the energy and the passion for it, so he really wants to do something like that, and it would mean a lot to him, so I think it'd be a great idea. So we're going to figure that one out. That's going to happen. And
we'll be there.
You know, it's a bittersweet kind of thing, right? Like, it's nice to run, it's nice to get everyone together, but it's when it's because of something like that, it's bittersweet.
Yeah.
So Tom's healing right now. He's taking his time, and we'll see when Tom gets back. I don't know when he's getting back, but I told him not to hurry. So I told him to take his time. Yeah. I was talking to him the other day, and he's like, "I'm not great." And I'm like, "I don't want to meet the man that is." You know, that kind of, that's the situation. So, but yes. So moving on, let's talk Sons of Barnaby. Barnaby, right? Am I pronouncing? Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I typed that right. So what's going on? You're out there. You're out in Miramichi. You're out in the Shee, on the Miramichi. For those that don't know, Miramichi is like not quite northern New Brunswick, but it's like the gateway to northern New Brunswick.
It's the arm
kind of thing. Like it's kind of like this perfect little spot. You're kind of, okay, I didn't want to say it, but yeah. You know,
it is.
Well, we said it.
It's also the Irish capital of Canada with the Irish capital of Canada with majority French speaking.
Yes, that's true.
If you want, Miramichi is a great place. It's fun. There's, you know, it's a great spot. Drove past it many times.
We're about 10 minutes on the outside of Miramichi, like heading towards Moncton on the 126.
On the 126, yeah.
So we're not right inside of Miramichi, but very close. Yeah.
Close. Yeah. And, you're kind of in, we're talking about this, that you're kind of in the perfect spot. You're kind of in like this, like, you're far enough, not far enough, but like it's not far enough that I'm not willing to drive, but it's far enough that you're not stepping on the toes of any other fields around you. You're kind of in, you got your own little, carved out your own little spot there.
Yeah, we do.
And it looks like it's going to be a great thing. I was just looking at the photos, looks like you got a great, it looks like the photos, of course I don't have them queued up. But it looks like your classic, like when you Google paintball field, like that's what you guys have. You guys have like the classic, like there's pallets and drums and it's very old school and it brings back like the old days of paintball when fields didn't have loads of props and stuff, and it's very comforting in an odd way. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm excited to play it. I'm really excited. We're going to make it
a fun time. We have fun.
It's funny because when we started the field, we didn't have the intentions on starting a paintball field. Like my little kids love Fortnite and Call of Duty and all those games, and Joey, it drove him crazy. And he was like, they're not sitting online on these video games. Like, I'm going to build them their own little field in the backyard. And that's literally how we got started. So that's why it is pallets and, you know, barrels and stuff like that. He just started building.
There's nothing wrong with pallets. I love pallets.
Yeah. And then it just took off.
Like, and I also, I'm loving the...
Yeah.
I was just saying, I'm loving the whole, like, they're playing Fortnite and Call of Duty, and now it's... It's like, no. We're not staying home. We're not just going to sit there and play video games. We can do the real thing. Let's go.
Call of Duty and stuff like that's for the wintertime when it's minus 30.
Yeah. Not in the summer.
Like, we get to play paintball outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was funny because as soon as his friends all found out.
When the season's over.
Yeah. Yeah. When his friends all found out that we were doing it, though, they all just started calling and saying, oh, like, I see you're doing paintball. Like, we want to come. And that's basically what happened.
So we got a pretty good following right now. Like, it's not huge, but it's like we have
it.
We're going to grow it.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be huge, right? It as long as it's fun and it's playable and it's accessible, that's the key factor there, right? And besides, it's an extra field. It's a new field in New Brunswick, which is fantastic. I'm so used to just fields closing in New Brunswick. Hearing about one opening is wild.
I've been saying to the boys and to Melanie that I don't know, maybe this year, maybe next year, but we want to start hosting a tournament too. We want to do a tournament and get some teams registered and maybe generate some prizes and, you know what I mean? Like the old paintball, the old days.
Yeah.
That's what.
Oh, man. Your field looks like it'd be perfect for like the old school woods ball, like tournaments.
Yeah,
like,
that's
the old capture the flag tournaments.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we do. We had a lot of birthday parties this year, like with the kids.
Tyler Hamilton's in the chat.
Oh, that's my son.
Good.
Hi, Ty. That's awesome.
He's out there. Ponage PB's in the chat too. Ponage, he's got a great, I have that question written down, but let's get to that one now. Like what's the big plans? So let's say, let's talk about this year. What are your plans for the field for this year?
This year, I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna. It's kind of not squared off at the bottom on the bottom end of the field. So before I open up this year, I'm gonna square that off. Probably gonna have to move a few bunkers and stuff around. Like I got the snake, kind of a tire snake on the side right now. But where I'm gonna cut out, I'll just have to rearrange some bunkers anyways. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted, I kind of want the squeal or the field a little more square. It's kind of not totally square right now. So,
and my plans are that we want to put in like a small canteen and kind of like amp up the entryway so that when you're like, you walk back to our field through a path, but it's real mucky. Like we live in a really like swampy area. So we're going to build up the ground there a bit, get some rock down and stuff so that it's not as mucky. We'll have kind of like a nice entrance. So for parents that want to come and hang out and wait for their kids, like we'll have kind of a space for that. So that's something that's my goal for this year. His is more to square off the field and to add more.
Well, and then I started building a little canteen and a little kind of little, just a little stores for one of our workers or whatever, right? For one of the kids to work.
Yeah. Like a little shack.
Then I want to put a screen tent back there because
there's nothing wrong with that.
Because it gets sometimes the flies get a little bad when you're not playing, so
they're bad sometimes. Most of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that, yeah. We've all experienced that. I've played in fields where I've had black flies get into my mask, and you're just sort of like, got to make the decision. Do I just keep playing and hope they don't get into my eyes, or do I walk off the field? And it's like, no. No. I'm just gonna suffocate with my eyelids.
Fight till the end.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The only time I've ever been, what was it? I think there was a horse fly or something somehow got into my mask. That I decided, I was like, I'm walking off and taking that out because I do not need that thing biting the hell out of my face. So flying around with little steak knives. So, but I love the practical upgrades. You know what I mean? Like I've seen some early field owners back in the day when they tried to start fields, they try to do a little too much too fast, and it's like, okay, we're gonna clear cut this entire area, and then we're gonna build this wooden shack that's, you know, or we're gonna build like a dozen wooden shacks, and then we're gonna build this and this and this, and like, or you could just make it playable and take it slow and do a really good foundation. And
yeah,
that way you know, right?
So. I talked to Josh in Moncton quite a bit about that. Me and Josh talked quite a bit about it, and he told me the same thing. He said, don't grow too big too fast, because then you won't have the following, right?
Yeah.
We got to grow slow and make sure that
exactly. And his field is...
players and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his field's a great example of like a slow, steady growth. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched his field grow. I played his field when it was, like, this big, and then I go back the year after, and it's expanded and it's expanded, and, you know? So it's really great to see that. And Josh, like, the fact that Josh in Moncton is helping out just goes to show that, like, more fields in New Brunswick is not a bad thing.
No.
You're not taking business away from each other. It's another opportunity. It's another place for players to play.
Like so, Josh, we can
work together.
So
like
much.
Two fields can work together.
Yeah.
No, Josh helped us out quite. Really good guy.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's great. That's awesome. It brings to mind like in Ontario and Quebec, there's two fields. There's one Ottawa Commando Action Center, and then there's Mirabel Paintball in Quebec, and they're quite a distance away from each other, but they work together to the point where once a year, each field sends a bus of players to the other field. Like it's really cool to watch them work together that way. And I think that's what more fields need to do. So you guys working with Moncton is fantastic. That's awesome.
Yeah.
The paintball community in general.
I love it.
Pretty good though. Like that way.
Yeah.
I find like everyone that's.
Yeah. We in it's. Paintball communities. Yeah, I mean, I've seen some nasty arguments kick up in the past, but I'm hoping they're behind us now. I think everything's settled down. I think the community is starting to come back together. It's good, right? I want to see more players from Nova Scotia come over now that we have more fields in New Brunswick than actually. I think there's what, I think the same number of fields in New Brunswick as there is Nova Scotia now. It always used to be they had more, so it's time for them to come over here so we can stop having to go over there. And it's just going to be great. It's going to be great. What's your grand plans for, like, next year? What are you hoping to complete? Besides, you mentioned you wanted a tournament, which is great. That's awesome. What about expanding, building up, building out? Anything?
Yeah, like that? I might build out a little bit, but I like maybe not next year, but maybe the year after. I want to put a airball field up. I want to like
a speedball.
Yeah, like a speedball field.
Yeah, it's in our it's in our hopes and dreams.
Yeah,
ultimately that's where we would like to get. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we were kind of like, then I was kind of thinking, me and a couple of the boys on the team are kind of thinking like, we were going to wait till the schedule come out every year for the EPPL. And then we were going to put out a schedule for our field, and maybe we could get a couple of more fields to get in on it. And we could have like a three-man, but just three-man all the time on a different schedule than the EPPL, so that other teams could attend or other guys from other teams could make their own little team and come and play, right?
Yeah, yeah, if you can't get the full, because EPPL is five-man, right? Five or six.
Yeah, well, they got the three-man rookie.
And if you can't, if you couldn't get, oh, that's right. That's
But we were just kind of thinking of having,
but like, it'd be great.
Having three, maybe having a three-man field that we had maybe two or three tournaments a year on, whatever we could do, and then we could use it for practice, too, because we want to keep playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we got a really good little team here going.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. And like another place to skirmish is great. Another team to skirmish against, you know, the boys from Moncton would probably make the trip over just to, you know, just to play on a different field against a different team. Cause you play on your own field and you're against your own guys and you skirmish with the same guys over and over again. You're not going to get any better. You're going to hit a plateau. So being able to travel over to Miramichi and, out to you guys.
Yeah, and that's going to be nice because last year we really didn't have the opportunity to play with the guys in Moncton a whole lot. By the time that we were immersed into it, it was really the end of the season, eh, babe? Mm-hmm. So we had like just a couple times that we were, like one time we went down and played like the big field or whatever, but then with speedball and the guys, like we, I think it was only once that our team actually got to go in and they didn't even know. It was like new to them, you know? So this year will be a whole different year. They're all getting their guns and they got their jerseys and they're really looking forward to it. So I'm excited for them.
Yeah. Seeing that you guys had the jerseys done up by, who did your jerseys?
Ruthless. Was
it Under or Anthrax?
Ruthless.
Ruthless. Great. I'm on a list for saying Anthrax on the internet now. yeah. Ruthless mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really whatever. Good quality. Really good quality.
They were beautiful. Where? I was really happy.
Yeah, Ruthless makes some great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent customer service.
That's awesome. Like the fact that the fact that you've got like the field and you got a team and you're gonna have jerseys and it's just like, yeah, you're putting some actual love and effort into this and I'm excited to see it happen. I'm excited to see it grow. I'm excited for fresh blood into the area, into the sport, especially just in New Brunswick. It's gonna be awesome.
It is.
Yeah, I'm super pumped for it. Let's talk like logistics for people to come down and play. So like if somebody wants to play at your field, you're opening up in June, July?
June 5th.
I forget.
June 5th, yeah.
Perfect.
And we plan every Sunday.
So is it, what we're talking like Sunday walk? Oh, beauty, because I always work Saturdays.
Yeah, so we're going to do, try Sunday walk-ons 12 to 5. Kind of how Josh does it on Sundays, like the walk-on. And
wicked.
We got
I
got an air compressor for the high pressure air. I can only fill tanks up to 3,000. That's the only thing. And I got CO2 here too, so
I know tons of guys want the 45, but like you really don't need it.
No,
unless you're
no, I can go out and play with, like, I got a CBL shocker with the mech frame on it, and I can go out and play two or three rounds on a 3,000-pound tank of air. So you,
easy.
You know, I mean, you can do pretty good.
I mean, I run a, where is it? Right over there. Like, I run a little peanut tank, and I mean, I fill that thing to 3,000, and I can shoot, I don't know, three pods and a hopper, I think, before I'm out. Like, I don't need a lot of air. And I mean, I get some of the guys who play, you know, if you're playing EPPL, yeah, okay, you want 4,500 because you're going to be, you know, shooting 8, 9, 10 pods, but I don't need it.
No,
so 3,000 is fine. Anybody complains about it, just send them home.
Yeah. So, and eventually, once we get the air ball field into, we will have to upgrade and get all that. But that's, we're going to do that and all, like, we're going to do it nice and slow and make sure that we got the following.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. You want to make sure you get that steady foundation of players. You got that group of people that are going to come by, maybe not every Sunday because, you know, money, but, like, you know, if they come by every other Sunday or every third or something, then at least you just got, like, a steady flow of players. You got people who are passionate about it, excited about it, and then it'll just go from there. And it's better to have that, you know, dedicated 10 or 15 people who are just going to show up every time, you know, and then better to have that than have 1,000 people who show up once.
And that's kind of where we're at, too, right now. We got, like, 10 or 15 solid guys that show up every Sunday, and that... And we never did
what kind of paint you guys
either, right? So
yeah, we only did a few games.
We used to just do like 2-3 hours, right? But this year we're gonna try for the walk on because then maybe it'll bring some more people in. I don't know. Hopefully, that's what we're hoping.
Well, we're there anyways, so I think,
Exactly, right? You're on site anyways, so you might as well just stick around for 5 hours. And if nobody shows up, that sucks. But if, you know, I've been to walk-ons, like, where, like, at an established fields. Like, I've been to Fredericton, like, Capital City paintball. And, like, it was, like, 4 of us. And it's just like, well, we're playing 2-on-2. Let's go. Like, that's, you just deal with it, right? Whatever.
Yeah, we've done that,
too. Yeah.
You know, whatever. Some of those are sometimes like the best games ever, though. When you got like that little itty bitty numbers, like 3v3 or something like that, and you can really get around the field and do some crazy stuff. So, what kind of paint are you offering or are you shooting? Because that's a big question for a lot of guys.
I've been getting GI Field, GI Sports Field.
GI Sports.
It's good solid paint.
Yeah, the yellow.
It's a good decent paint. It's a good solid paint. It's affordable.
Dude. Yeah, and
that's awesome.
We've tried. Sometimes lots of different
kinds, we got some Vulcan and stuff too, and there some of that stuff's good too. But I found what worked best for us back here at the field was that GI Sports, the field grade stuff, and
yep, yeah, like, no, especially like if you're doing walk-ons and you're doing like you got a lot of, if you're not shooting super high end markers, like the field's good stuff, because if you're shooting some pretty basic stuff, you know, maybe, I don't know, I'm thinking like old school stuff, if you're shooting like 98 or anything older than, I don't know, 2010, some of that thin shelled stuff, it just explodes in the barrel.
Yeah. It's just,
you really need the high-end gun to shoot the high-end paint. Mm-hmm. Also, the mag-fed players would benefit from the field as well, from the GI field. That's a thick, heavy shell. It still breaks, though. It's great paint. We were shooting it at Moncton one time, and I was surprised at how well it shot, because I was a little skeptical.
Yeah, no.
When I saw it, and I was like, it's not great paint. And then I shot it all day, and it worked great.
Yeah, well, and the thing that I really like about it, Brad, is the color of the ball is the orange and yellow, and you can... When you fire your gun, you can see the ball coming out your gun. And I found with some of
the darker
paint, like with the darker shells, you can't see, like, it takes you 4 or 5 shots to get dialed in before you see where your paint's going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. And it's really nice.
I know, yeah, the Vulcan graffiti is bad for that. I lose the Vulcan graffiti after I shoot it, because it's like a dark gray and purple shell.
Yeah,
that's exactly the thing I'm talking about.
Lose sight of it after it's gone.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah,
it's good paint.
It's
good paint. It's hard to see,
especially back in the field, because it's all like so camouflaged, right? Everything is gray and brown.
Yeah,
and, you know, yeah. I like it for when I'm photographing too, because I like to sit
right
back
it's all you're all in the bush, right?
What's that?
Oh, it's just I was saying the just out in the bush, you're trying to shoot through it, you can't see anything. Yes. You don't know where anything's going.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But when the boys are playing, I usually sit up in the spectral towers and take videos and take pictures, and you can see the yellow paint so nice. It makes for much better marketing for me, anyways.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to shooting some footage up there. I think it'll be a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Brand new field, like fresh. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's nice because Joey has built a tower. Yeah, it's really high, and you can sit right up in it and watch the field, like the whole field. So it's pretty cool. I'm always trying to get the wives to come hang out with me and sit up in the tower and watch. It's happened a few times, but not often.
That's great. That's what needs to happen. That's yes. I love the idea of a field that like spectators can actually watch.
Yeah.
And last year too, at the end of the year, we built another little spectators booth too. I netted it in and everything, so it can probably fit 4 or 5 people that you can sit and watch. It like stand up and watch out in the field, and you're safe. Mm-hmm. Because we did have a few people calling for parties and stuff, and wanted to know if there was a spot where they could watch, right? So. Yeah.
Especially moms. We did a lot of birthday parties.
Well, you get parents, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and that I was going to say, yeah, birthday parties or anything like that. You got parents who want to, you know, maybe they don't want to drive anywhere and then drive back in 2 hours. They're just like, I'll just stay here. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend's even saying, she's in the chat, she's like, I'll hang out with her while you paintball. Like,
yes, please come please. Yeah. I'm always asking girls, what's up, hang out with me?
Right, I'm trying to get her to actually play, but she won't. She's just like, yeah, no, I'm not doing it. I was like, oh, fine.
I played at first, and then they all got too good. They all try to go after me.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, if she ever plays, and I know she's watching right now, so I'm gonna say this now, if she plays, I won't be on the same team as her, and I will just go hunting.
Like, yeah. No doubt. Yeah. I feel her pain.
So
yeah. me and Melanie had talked
so
about
so you're
that.
Shooting field, that's awesome.
Me and Melanie had talked about that before, mm-hmm. to actually have a maybe put on a little event or something like that too, where it was like a couple's tournament where you and your girlfriend would come and play, like a 2-on-2 tournament where we would just organize something and have a 5-hour day and have
yeah,
a
it'd be
tournament.
So fun. Like we could do one with girls against the boys, or we could do one like with where Joey and I would be a team and you guys would be a team. Like we could play different kind of games, eh? It'd be pretty fun.
Right? I love it. That's awesome. Yes, let's do that. That needs to be... I've never... Oh, couples paintball? That needs
to be... Yeah, that's what we were... Make that's that what thing. We were kind of like couples therapy or something, you know? Like...
Yeah.
Couples therapy. No, don't. Oh, God.
It's true.
That would be a ton of fun. I think that'd be great. Because you could like... You could do it like... the words are escaping me, but basically like a couple's night or like a date night.
Call it a date day,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like an event. It's something to do too.
That'd be awesome. I think that'd be
Yes.
Something different. It's I think that'd be a great way too to get people's spouses, significant others involved in it, cuz like paintballers, we're a weird breed where it's just sort of like, if you play paintball, then you probably just eat, sleep, and breathe paintball. That's all you really do. We don't really have other hobbies. Like, which is probably not healthy, but it's the way we are. So, like, to at least be like, no, you can come play, and there's going to be a ton of other people who are spouses of paintballers who are not, you know, maybe as immersed in the sport or skilled at the sport. So it's not just going to be like you versus like a bunch of experienced paintballers. It's going to be, no, there's a significant number of people who just don't play on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I think it'd be super, like, make everything super accessible. It would just be cute as hell.
Yeah, it like, would be.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah. It'd be beautiful.
That needs to be a thing.
Yeah.
I have to bring up my camera and take some fun pictures.
I don't know how you're going to do it.
I'd love that.
Yeah, and then even last year,
you got to do, like, over the top.
Sorry, brother. Last year we put on we did like a Halloween special too, like where we had zombies running around the field.
Love it
for Halloween.
And you started out with 10 paintballs in your hopper, and there was bags of paintballs all over the field, hidden all over the place. And then you had to go. You had a minute to go get your paintballs, and then the zombies. You couldn't shoot the zombies, but the zombies made the two teams move around, so you couldn't camp or nothing like that. It was nice. Pretty fun. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome. Everyone dressed up like they for Halloween. Like one of my girlfriends showed up with a full-blown bunny outfit. And she was a zombie, like a bunny zombie.
That's impressive.
It was fun. And Joey was dressed up as a clown, and he was like walking around playing the part. It was really fun.
But this year I'm going to get the chainsaw out with no chain on it, and I'm going to be running around with the chainsaw.
Yes. You got to do was it Universal Pictures? I think they have like their big Halloween event that they do, that they got dudes running around with like full on like Milwaukee chainsaws.
Yeah,
that they just take the chains off them, but they're full on running, like, and they come up right behind you and just rev them up. Yeah. I love that idea. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It was so fun. We even had the little kids involved. The little kids were the little zombies too. So, like, a lot of the guys that worked brought their kids.
That's the most terrifying thing.
What's that?
Do you have? I was just saying, small, like the tiny zombies, like children zombies, are more terrifying. Yeah. Than Joey with a chainsaw. Like that. Because I could see him coming from a mile away. But I've played against some kids that they don't even need to kneel behind bunkers. They just hide behind them by standing. And they just spook the hell out of you when you walk around the corner. Because you don't know they're there. Do you have any options at the field for the kids? Like 50 cal paint or the gel blasters that everyone's been talking about too? Is picking up steam.
I was kind of at one point kind of thinking about the 50 cals, but right now we're just going to kind of just grow with what we're going with. And then like we had a few people wondering about like Nerf and stuff like that, but I don't know if it's really worth, like if we don't really have the following yet for what we got. Right. So,
We're finding a lot.
If they had their own, like,
what's that? Sorry.
I was just saying, if they had their own. I know some guys that have just a small arm, like an armory of Nerf stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Would be different. But I don't think it'd be worth going and buying a bunch of Nerf stuff.
No. And then we even thought about maybe even having like a laser tag and stuff like that too, but.
Yeah, we've thought of many, like all the different options. We did have like a couple groups that tried to contact us for like 10 and under, but it's just. Most of our kids that come are 13 and up or 14. So, you know, it's kind of like we have thought about it, but we're not there yet. You know, maybe when, like Joey said, when we do get the following, we have more younger ones, then we'll invest in that. But right now we'll probably just stick with what we've got. Cause we do have, and a lot of the kids that have been playing with us too, have been buying their own guns because they love it so much. So
yeah, so we did sell quite a few.
That's
guns
how I started.
Yeah.
That's honestly like I still remember the first time I played. It was a birthday party, played, immediately got hooked. Like 3 days later, I bought my own gun.
Yeah,
like that's just how it goes. So it's awesome to hear that you're growing a nice little following there in Miramichi. Super excited about that.
Another little thing we've been up to too is me and Melanie kind of came up with it or whatever, and it was like we're making charms for the markers and stuff, but they're called
SOBs. Yeah, she sent me photos of those.
Yeah,
Yeah. Well, we were trying to keep the hype going all winter, right? Like, it sucks. It's a long winter with no paintball. So we were like, what could we do to keep ourselves busy?
Yep, it really is.
Yeah. Yeah. So Joey just started twisting these crystals, yeah. And then he was like, we should make these little gun charms and sell them or like use them to our advantage in the field next year. Like, maybe that they can be prizes for what people win. You know what I mean? Like, at our events or... I don't know. We have like so many different ideas, but yeah. We're doing that too. I'll show you one of them. They're sweet. But Joey hand twists them himself. Like, there's one. It's not, this one's not on a chain though. Yeah. But it's fun. We've been thinking about maybe trying to incorporate that into the business too. Like, just for something, you know, for the kids.
So it kind of goes around your
head. The charms on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so I got stickers made too. Like,
I think it's just cool.
Yeah, I got stickers made for your air tank, and there's like a little, when you get one, there's a little jewelry velvet case that it goes in, so you can put it in your gear bag when you're done with it. And you got to keep the,
I'm digging that. Like, here, I'll just throw up an image for folks to take a look at. So it's so it's basically just like it's a stone or crystal of some kind with, you know, just a nice little chain on it. And like you say, you just hang it off your tank or off your gun. And it's a great little accessory, little, I don't know.
Trinket.
It's like a charm. It's a charm pretty much.
A trinket, right? Yeah.
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 It's a good little charm. And I think it's very outside of the box. I love that. Yeah. I love it, you know? And I think it's just like a really cool little... I don't know.
Well, do they
a little trinket, a little accessory to go on the marker? That's not anything else.
Games? Like, do they have?
Yeah, and even on the Call of Duty and stuff too. There's all charms and stuff you can get for your guns too, right? So like, that's kind of where I kind of come up with the idea in my head, and then I just, and then me and Melanie, that's what we come up with. That's, it just happened, and then the lucky SOBs just kind of just come out of nowhere, and we were like, yeah, that's the name.
Like,
No, I like them. I think they're a great little, it's not, you know, it's not anything that anyone else has done for paintball anyways. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, I don't know. It's just, it's so outside of the box. I love it. And I'll probably be picking one up at some point.
Well, I think
how can people buy them?
One here for you. For.
Yeah, we'll send you one.
Yeah. We'll make sure that we put one away for you.
Yeah.
Well, I have to make a trip up anyways. I have to come see the field. So I'll come up and get it in person. Cause I gotta make the trip up, and Brittany's going to make the trip with me. Cause she said she would, we all saw it. It's in the comments. It's saved. It's on the internet. It's forever.
Screenshot that quick.
Yeah.
It's on the internet. It's forever. So she has to come up and not necessarily play. She doesn't have to play. She'll just hang up in the tower and watch.
Yes, it's really fun.
And hang out. So, Eli is there in the comments saying he loves the choice of in the field name. Solid pick. So Sons of Barnaby is loving it. The SOBs. I love that.
Yeah.
Thanks. I love it.
Where it comes from is...
Oh, she's saying... Sorry, Brittany's saying she's going to go.
Oh, she's going to go? Good.
Yeah, where's it come from?
So the name of the field, like, I have all boys. Like, so it's Sons of Barnaby. That's basically where the name came from. Yeah. I was like,
I love
the Sons of
Barnaby. It works.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, it's the perfect, like, the field name is the team name. It's literally the SOBs.
Yeah.
Like, it is. Just, I love it.
Yeah.
You just got to run with that. That's great. I mean, you know, the kids won't get it. A lot of younger kids will be like, I don't understand. You'll be like, it's fine. You don't need to understand yet.
That's right.
But,
when you're older, we'll explain it.
Yeah.
Marketing's a big thing in it, though. Like, we're actually really lucky to have Melanie for doing our marketing and stuff, like, because she is awesome. Like, because there's, like, if it was just me running it here, like, I told her a few times, like, some of the pictures I take, ain't, like, there'd be nobody here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, like, marketing is a big thing. Like,
it
really is.
Well, for
Miramichi,
it is.
No, 100%. But in marketing in general, a lot of fields don't. A lot of fields just don't market, and then they complain about, like, oh, how come my event didn't do well? It's like, well, because you told everybody who goes to your field about it, but you didn't tell anybody else. So the general public doesn't know. So you really gotta get that out there. And you know, you're doing a great job with the marketing, because it popped up on my radar, which, and then I was immediately like, well, we gotta get you on the show.
I was so happy when you messaged us. I was like, yes. So,
right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We got to chat. We got to get the, you know, and I was just pumped there's Newfield, New Brunswick. So, and like Eli is in the comments. He's just throwing the comments out here. He's saying old school vibe too. You know, the Sons of Barnaby, you know, kind of runs catchy, like Sons of Anarchy kind of thing. And even the photos of the field. I love that the field looks like an old school field. It's going to be just super nostalgic. It's going to be a weird mix of nostalgia and newness kind of thing, playing a new field, but it's a nostalgic feeling field. So I'm excited for it. Yeah. I'm pumped for it.
It's
so June 5th.
It's pretty wild right off the get go when you get in there. Like you're there's not too much hiding.
I won't be there for June 5th. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
That's okay. Just come when you can.
For June 5th. I'm at a, yeah, well, you know, I was like, oh, like opening day, I got to be there. But June 5th, probably be there like, I don't know, June 12th or the 19th or something like that. Well, I'll be there in June when it's hot enough that there's not a ton of bugs out.
We'll be here.
There's that balance, right? You got to get like, when it's to the point where it's too hot for the bugs, it's like, okay, do I suffer through the heat or do I suffer through the bugs? But
And we're going to be great. We're going to try to plan to get a group of guys down to Moncton and get a group of guys down to Fredericton too, a few times this year too. Like,
yeah, as much as possible. Yeah. We're especially going to go to Moncton because we've made a lot of friendships down there this year. So we want to try to get down there and Fredericton too, but especially Moncton as much as we can, for sure.
As much as I hate to admit it, because I live in Fredericton, literally Atlantic City paintball is, I don't know, a 4.5 minute drive that way. I play in Moncton more.
Yeah.
So, it's the vibe in Moncton is great. It's awesome. The people there are amazing, and that's why I keep getting drawn to go back. But I do need to like spread out and get to more fields. So, sorry, Moncton, I won't be playing there as much this year.
No, we want to get up to Fredericton.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great field. It's a good field.
Yeah.
Come down. Brian runs a good field. It's a tight ship. It's a good time. Super helpful team there too.
Yeah, so, I ended up when I first went on there, I got some markers and stuff from him, and he's a pretty good guy too.
Yeah, he was helpful too, very much so.
Yeah, and the guy is an expert at the used market.
Yeah.
So like if the guy's just, he's got like contacts all over the country where he just finds things. And it's just, it's great. If you can't find it, he can.
Yeah.
So I kind of keep an eye on stuff on his, on their Facebook page and whatnot. Cause they tend to announce, you know, he's like new gear bag in from Toronto and he like cracks it open. It's just like full of new or lightly used gear. So it's good, good way that way.
Yeah.
One last question, because I know it's going to be asked by some of the boys in Halifax, because Nova Scotia's got a really big MEG-fed scene, and they're very particular on where they play, because they really like to use first-strike rounds. So what's your field do with first strikes?
Well, we haven't really, like last year, we never really run into it. A buddy of mine, he has one, and he was kind of saying he might come and play, but like, I never really played much with the first strike, so I don't know. Like, I think if everyone went out to the field and everyone was rolling with the first strikes, I think it's fair game. I think, but I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, the only downside is the price of the damn things.
Yeah,
they're expensive little bastards. So, because they are, they're almost like 30 cents a round. So, like, they're expensive little things. But they are a ton of fun to play with. So, I don't know. Might be a cool novelty. I think I have some. Maybe I'll bring some by the field and everyone can plink away with my marker and some first strikes just to see what they're like. Yeah. Kind of cool. I'm sure the younger kids will get an absolute kick out of the T15. And by younger kids, I mean like teenagers.
Yeah. And then another.
God, I'm getting old.
kind of another thing that we want to do too back there is I kind of want to make a little target range, kind of just so that we can get the cornograph out there and have just so maybe even if there were some younger kids that showed up that couldn't play, they could go over and maybe do some target practice or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and they could just plink away, right? Like just throw a mask on them as best we can and just tell them just shoot at the targets, pink, 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 right? Yeah.
And I got
they have fun doing that.
I ended up buying some of them corneographs too for the refs, so that the ref actually has a handheld one, so that he can check the guns and.
Oh, nice! Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
We've used those a couple of times in Moncton because it was some guys like.
Shooting hot.
I don't think it's malicious. It's just you know, they forgot to chrono and they were shooting a little hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened is some of the older. Some of the older stuff. We had a couple of guys who had some older guns. Like it was fun. Nobody got hurt, and nobody was trying to hurt anybody. But it was just a couple of guys who bought like some used Tippmann 98s, and they were new to the sport. They didn't really know what they were doing. They just found these things for super cheap, like $60 online kind of thing. Left them sitting in the sun, and so when they hit the field, the tank and the gun, everything it was all heated up. So those suckers were shooting a little hot out of the gate just because they were all the air in the tank was super hot. And we're like, let's just put this in the shade, shall we? We're going to tweak this a little bit and clean that up a little bit. So that was pretty funny. I mean, it was harmless. Nobody got hurt. It was only the first couple of shots, but it was still pretty funny because we heard one guy shot in the Tippmann and was like, we're like, that's way too loud. That just sounds wrong.
Yeah.
We chronoed it, and the guys were shooting like 3:30.
So. Oh yeah.
It is what it is. yeah, it would. It really would.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. We're getting near to the end now, so let's just do like a quick recap. So like Sons of Barnaby, you can find you guys on Facebook.
Facebook and Instagram, yeah.
We have some really good
all the social medias, but the important social medias anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if people want to kind of get a better look of the field, like we have some really good reels and stuff on Instagram. I'm finding it really hard to upload the reels to Facebook. So if you're on Instagram, check us out there because you'd be able to have a better idea of what the field looks like and stuff.
Yeah, and kind of a little better idea how we do
awesome. Like our check them out on
cards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was looking at the team scores and whatnot. Like that was cool. I was looking at those. I'm digging that. Like, loving the advertising. So June 5th is your opening day, which unfortunately I'll be missing. But hopefully some of the boys from Moncton will make their way over and come over and say hi. So if you're listening to this and you're going to be in the area, or if you're not going to be in the area, travel up June 5th. Go check them out. Sons of Barnaby. It's going to be a great field. I'm making my way some point in June.
With your girlfriend,
probably June, and with the girlfriend, yes, she's got family up in Miramichi, so she has no excuse why she can't.
No,
she can't come up. And then we'll just stick her up in the tower, and it'll be great.
Yeah, with me, we'll give her a mask. She'll be fine.
Just sit up there and take photos, and
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
you can still get shot in the tower, though.
Yeah. I've never gotten shot ever in the tower, but it can happen. But
I mean, you really gotta try and do that, right? Like you can't just like accidentally shoot upwards at a 45 degree angle. Like that doesn't normally happen. That being said though, I might possibly maybe accidentally send a pot shot up or not. One or two. Just to get the just keep the heart rate up, right? Just keep you on your toes. That's awesome. So, folks, go check them out on Facebook and Instagram, and keep an eye out because I got a feeling that this field's going to grow into something big. It's going to be awesome. I'm very excited to follow the growth of it, and it's going to be a blast. I don't know what we're doing next week because Tom. I don't know what's going on with Tom. We'll see. And but hopefully, if everything goes according to plan, we'll actually have another field owner on next week. We're going to have Dave or Marie from Commando Action Center on to talk about D-Day, which is going to be where I'm at June 5th, is actually at D-Day in Ottawa. 1,000 players. It's going to be great. I can't wait. I'm actually super pumped because the last couple of times I went, I was this sounds like I'm tooting my own horn, but I was one of the VIPs. So it was kind of like a work trip kind of thing. So this time around, I'm not. So it's like, okay, cool. I get to go and do whatever I want. And I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So yeah, we're going to talk to Dave and Marie about that. So that's it, folks. We're out of here. As always, please, if you have any questions, comments, or if you have any ideas for guests or topics for the show, just reach out to us on social media at Maritime Paintball Podcast, or you can shoot me an email at maritimepaintballpodcast@outlook.com. And I'll usually reply right away. So, but more importantly, go check them out. Go check out Sons of Barnaby on Instagram and Facebook. And folks, thanks for coming on. It was an absolute blast. Can't wait to meet you in person, which will be in a couple of weeks. Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely. Then. And maybe we'll get you come back on at the end of the season. We could talk about like your first full paintball season. We can do a recap and do like what went great, what went wrong, and the plans for the rest of the year. So that's it, folks. We're out of here. So until next week. Cheers.
Next week.
Perfect. See ya. Thank you. See ya.